churches and to
2nd of June,
the Thy Kingdom Come week. We're on the start of a very exciting week of prayer, as this week we pray for Thy Kingdom to come. And I think it's a really good witness to our community, actually, that we're joining as two churches together to do this. I often get asked, why are the two churches next door to each other? I wonder if you get asked that question as well. But I think when we join together and when we show that actually we are on the same team and we're on the same side, I think it's a big witness to our community. And this week there's a lot of opportunity to do things together as two churches, as we pray in all kinds of different ways. But prayer is amazing, isn't it? As you saw that infection from Grace on that video and her enthusiasm for prayer. Prayer is an amazing thing, don't you think? That we can communicate directly to the God of the universe, the God of all creation, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Almighty, the all-powerful God, and we can communicate to him day or night, any time of the day, any time of the night. Don't you find that astonishing? I find that difficult to get my head around. But it's true. And it's absolutely amazing. But do you ever struggle with prayer? Do you ever struggle to know quite what to pray for, how to pray? Somehow, we don't know the words sometimes. We see things on the news, perhaps, and we think, how do we pray about this situation? And we just somehow haven't got the words, and we don't quite know where to start. And if you've ever struggled with prayer, then you're not alone. I find it comforting to read those verses from Luke that the disciples of Jesus struggled to know how to pray. And they come to Jesus with a question, and they say, Lord, teach us to pray. I'm sure the disciples prayed, but perhaps they saw something in Jesus' prayer life that was different. And they wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray like he prayed, to teach them to pray. And the answer Jesus gave them was absolutely amazing. It was so amazing that that model of prayer that Jesus gave, we still use it to this day. 2,000 years, almost, after Jesus gave this model of prayer to his disciples, we are still using it. It's what we call today the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus started with five words that I think are some of the most astonishing words in the whole of the Bible. These five words that Jesus started with, if you take these to heart, if you reflect on what they mean, if you understand them and think on them for yourselves, it will radically change your prayer life. These five words, I think, are some of the most life-changing five words in the whole Bible for Christians. Are you ready for these five words? Jesus said, when you pray, say Father. When you pray, say Father. I think those words are astonishing, don't you? It's a typical British reaction to that. I think these words are amazing. They are life-changing words because, you see, lots of world faiths believe in an almighty, all-powerful God. Lots of our world religions believe that there's only one God, maker of heaven and earth, the almighty, the all-powerful. But somehow God is distant. In many people's opinion, God is distant from mankind. But Jesus showed us that that's not the case. That we are invited to be the children of God. And we are invited by Jesus to address God as Father. That makes a huge difference. That changes everything. We're not praying to a God who's distant. We're praying to a God who allows us to be part of his family. And so when we come to him as children. And he's our Father. That changes everything. There's a relationship there. And doesn't that blow your mind? I can't quite comprehend that properly. That God allows us to call him Father. Jesus' model of prayer was based on an ancient Jewish prayer called the Kaddish. And this was a huge prayer for the kingdom to come. That's what the Kaddish is all about. It's praying for the Messiah. It's praying for God's rule and reign here on earth. So this Thy Kingdom Come week is an idea that's thousands of years old. And so we fall today into a great lineage of prayer as we pray for the kingdom to come. And if you've looked at the Thy Kingdom Come website, or if you've got the app, if you haven't downloaded the app or had a look at the Thy Kingdom Come website, I'd highly recommend it. It's a huge piece of work. A lot of work has gone into it, and there's some amazing stuff on there. So that video that you watched is on the Thy Kingdom Come website. I think it's available on the app as well. And as Becky said, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has been interviewing lots of Christian leaders up and down the country about what exactly does it mean when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come? What do we expect to happen during this week? And their answers are better than mine, so have a look at theirs. And we can all go home. But I thought we'd have a go at answering that question this afternoon. What are we praying for this week when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come? Because it's a big prayer. And what do we mean by that? Well, in simple terms, a kingdom is a place where a king rules and reigns. It's a place where things are done in the way that the king would like them done, where he has ultimate authority. And so when we're praying for God's kingdom to come, we're praying for a place where God reigns, where things are the way that God wants them to be. And so we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on this earth as it is in heaven. Because in the kingdom of heaven, it's a place where God rules. It's a place where things are the way God wants them to be. And God created the world like that in the first place. And so when we pray in Thy kingdom come, we're praying for a world that is the way that God wants it to be, where things are done according to his pattern, where his will is done here on earth. Basically, what we're praying for is a glimpse of heaven here on earth. That's huge, isn't it? Imagine if things were done on this earth, if everything was done according to the way that God wants it to be done. I think we'd be back at the start of Genesis when the world was perfect and everything is the way that God wanted it to be. And God looks at his creation and says, that is good. That is great. And God's very proud of that. But what does that look like? Have you ever stopped to think about what it might look like? A place where God rules and God's reign is, a place where things are done according to God's will. What does it look like? Well, fortunately, this was one of Jesus' favourite subjects. When you look at the things that Jesus taught about, very often Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. The kingdom of God is like this. And he taught that it wasn't quite what they were expecting it to be. And he turned around some of the thinking of the time and tried to challenge some of the thoughts that they got. You see, they thought the kingdom of God was going to be obliterate the Romans and put the place back in charge of the Jews. And Jesus said, that's not quite what the kingdom of God is. And he taught them about the kingdom of God and what it was like. But Jesus went further than that. Jesus embodied the kingdom of God. He showed what the kingdom of God looks like here on earth. And we have a glorious selection of books called the Gospels that tell us what Jesus did while he was here on earth, how he showed that kingdom. So if you've never really explored the Gospels, then I'd encourage you to have a look through the Gospels, really grapple with that, examine what Jesus did. Because when we're praying for Thy kingdom come, Jesus embodied it better than anyone who's ever lived. Jesus followed God's rule and his reign to the letter. He lived perfectly, and it transformed people's lives. And when we live according to God's kingdom values here on earth, then we will transform lives as well. That's what Jesus asked us to do. When we examine the life of Jesus, then we understand what Thy kingdom come means. Jesus healed the sick. He spent a lot of time healing sick people. That's because in the kingdom of heaven, there is no sickness. So when we pray, Thy kingdom come, we're praying for healing to come to those who are sick. Jesus had a heart for the poor, because in the kingdom of heaven there is no poverty. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're praying for the poor in our community and a change to their situation. Jesus befriended outcasts and the marginalized, because in the kingdom of heaven there's no injustice and no discrimination. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're praying for an end to racism, an end to discrimination, and an end to injustice. Jesus valued women, because in the kingdom of heaven there's equality. God created men and women equal, and he valued them both. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're praying for equality and for people to be treated as people, as they are, regardless of their gender. In the kingdom of heaven, everyone knows the love of God. In the kingdom of heaven, everyone knows God's presence. It's a place where God is present and everyone is in the presence of the King. That's what heaven's going to be like. And that's what we're praying for when we pray, "Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven." So, in a nutshell, when we pray for "Thy kingdom come," we're praying for heaven, God's kingdom, to break into earth and for it to be known here now. But there is a challenge for us. See, all I've said so far could be interpreted as being quite passive. That we pray these things to God as an arrow going up to him and we leave it with him and drop it in his lap. But if we go back to where we started on this, Jesus invites us to come to God as his children and to address God as our Father. And it's always been God's way to involve his children in his work. And this, again, I find quite difficult to get my head around. It doesn't seem a very good business model to me. Does it to you? To involve people like us to do the work of God. If I was in God's shoes, I wouldn't trust me with it. When I was at school, I did work experience for a week with my dad. And myself and a friend, my dad is a vehicle electrician and spends most of his time these days fixing ambulances and servicing ambulances for Birmingham City Hospital. And when I was about 15 or so, my friend and I did a week's work experience with my dad in the garage that he worked at the time. And at the end of the week, my dad said to me, "Well, I'd employ your friend, but I wouldn't employ you, because you're useless." He said, "Your friend was quite good, but you're not really cut out for this." And he was right, I wasn't. It wasn't my thing at all. But I feel like that sometimes about doing God's work. I sometimes feel, I'm not cut out for this. I don't have the skills to do the things of God. How can I be God's representative here in Hayes? That to me seems ridiculous. I'm useless at this job. But Jesus invites us to come and partner with God in his work, in his kingdom work. I find that incredible, don't you? That God loves us so much. We are so valuable to him that as his children, he wants you involved in his work. As I said, it doesn't seem a very good business model, but it's the way that God wants it, and it's the way he's always wanted it. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," it's not just an arrow prayer to drop in the lap of God. It's about also, how can we be an answer to the prayer that we're praying? So the people that we're praying for a breakthrough, how can we make a difference? So let's be ready to play our part in that as well. Prayer is not a spectator sport. God wants us to participate in it. When Jesus invites us to pray, "Thy kingdom come," he's inviting us to partner with him in bringing God's kingdom here on earth. That's what I think "Thy kingdom come" means. Shall we pray together? Father, we give you thanks that we can address you any time of the day or night. Come to you, the God of the universe. And Lord, we thank you that we can call you Father, that we have the privilege to be called the children of God. Lord, as we start this week of prayer, We pray for our collective ministry as two churches together, and we also bring to you the other churches in Hayes too. Lord, we pray that our witness in this community would make a real difference. As we pray for those people that are on our hearts this week, Lord, we do pray that we would see a breakthrough, that we would see a glimpse of heaven here on earth. Lord, we pray, thy kingdom come. Your will be done here in Hayes as it is in heaven. Lord, we bring you those people who are hurting today. Lord, we pray that thy kingdom would come in their lives, that those who are sick would be healed, those who bear emotional scars, that those scars would fade and be a distant memory. Lord, we pray for the poor in our community, those who struggle to make ends meet. Lord, we pray that your kingdom would come in their lives, that their poverty would be ended, and you would provide for their needs today. Lord, we pray for those who feel discrimination, those who have been wronged. And Lord, we pray that your kingdom would come in their situation. Lord, we pray for those who are not treated equally. And Lord, we pray that we would bring equality in this world, that people would be treated for who they are. Lord, we pray for those who don't know your love. Lord, we pray this week that people may come to know something of the God who loves them, and that they may be able to come into your family and experience your love fully. Lord, we pray for those who struggle to know your presence. And Lord, we as your churches pray that your presence would be known through us. Lord, we pray, thy kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pass you back over to you.